Welcome, everyone, to One Inspiring Word, where I usually share stories, tell speeches, but today is going to be one of those story days. So I have been like, okay, you can't classify this a normal podcast, okay? But I am going to call this a normal podcast because usually I tell speeches and share interpretation pieces, which you can check out if you want. Normal podcast for me is basically what I usually listen to other people do, which is, I mean, a lot of people do this really well, but they basically talk and it's like really entertaining. So I've been doing it for the last 2 weeks and I've really enjoyed it. Like, guys, talking to myself, it's like therapy for me, but like also I'm kind of like self-conscious about what I'm sharing to like the internet. See, I feel like the best thing, I'm obviously going off topic right now, but I feel like the best thing about not having your face on the internet is that if you want, like, really nothing can be traced back to you. Like, if I show up to school one day, no one's gonna be like, oh, yo, hey, you, I saw your podcast. It was really bad. Why are you talking about all this stuff? Like, I can just like chill, you know? And I completely forgot what I was talking about. But welcome to One Inspiring Word. If you're new, welcome. So I figured on days like these, story weeks, whatever we're gonna call it, but this week's One Inspiring Word, I figured, is going to be... Wait, I didn't think of a name. I'm so sorry. Okay, so let me explain. I will classify myself as a public speaker. What do I mean by that? It means that I give speeches. Technically you're a public speaker because you speak. Like, I feel like anyone is technically a public speaker. But just like people, like, there are musicians out there and they love their instruments. No, I'm not one of those. No offense to my cello. I don't think I want to do it for a living. But I love my cello, okay? But the same way musicians love their instrument, I love public speaking. And it's my passion. And I believe that words can do crazy things. So I found my love because my mom signed me up for a speech class that I did not want to go to. I still remember the first assignment. It was like, find a picture on Google and describe it. I just know I did a terrible job because all I remember was that I just searched up like flower and then I described this real funky looking flower. I remember it kind of looked like a firework. So I'm pretty sure my teacher was really confused because I have this picture in my mind. It was like this neon purple pink flower. And it literally looked like a firework. Like, I still remember my first assignment and it went terribly. My first semester went terribly. I still remember each week I would like, so there was this girl in my class. Her name was, okay, I'm not gonna give away her name. She probably doesn't want that. I'm gonna call her Lotion, okay? Lotion, she's so sweet, so amazing. And so Lotion, every week she would come up with a nickname. And I don't even know why I was doing this, but I guess I was like, oh my goodness, this is so cool. I want to do the same thing as her. And I hope I didn't offend her by like copying like what she was doing. But every week I would come up with a different name too. And like, so like that had like usually something to do with my name. So like, I would like, there was this one time I was called, like, Caffeine, okay? I walked into class named Caffeine. And this other time, I have these crazy, just, my first semester was just not the best, okay? My assignments were not very good, and I walked into that class every day, probably acting like a fool. But my teacher, I'm telling you, we're gonna call her... Actually, I said her name on this podcast, so I think it should be fine. I mean, there are plenty of Miss Bells out there, right? I really hope. No, she doesn't have anything to do with bells. So the first thing I picture when I think of bell is a cow with a bell on its neck. Like, you guys know how, like, farmers... I wonder if this is cow abuse. Well, it probably isn't. I hope it isn't. But, I just think of those cartoons where there are these cows and they have, like a blue necklace around their neck, and they're all happy, smiling, and they just walk around the farm with a yellow bell tied to their necklace creature thing. Why did I call the necklace a creature? I don't know. But Miss Bell, she's not a cow or anything. She's like amazing, okay? Oh my goodness, I'm describing my teacher as a cow. I'm so sorry. Okay, I don't mean to offend you or like anyone, but she is like the best teacher I've ever had. Like, literally. I have never felt stupid. Okay, I have never been told you are stupid. I've never gotten that vibe from her or anyone in that class. Like, I feel like that teacher, Miss Bell, she has this presence that's kind of like you don't want to mess up around her, but she like teaches you to be kind. She teaches you how to be, I guess, in a way, like a good person in general. Like in my speech class. Oh my goodness, did I not clarify that? Yeah. Okay, so the class I'm talking about is my speech class. I hope I haven't just been talking about cows and bells and this teacher that is amazing, but you have no idea what she teaches. But she teaches speech. Well, she teaches a lot of things. And she's amazing. But I've never felt unwanted. I've never felt like, you know, she's never told me, you will never be able to do this. Amazing teacher. I recommend it. I don't know if I should be giving this information out, okay? But if you ever run into Miss Bell, if you want, you can ask, let me think. I guess you can ask if she teaches speech. I mean, sure, the person you asked might look at you weird, but I mean, you could meet my, like, you know, one of my heroes, so that's a plus. Yeah, amazing person. And she is, like, amazing, like, with words. Like, she was telling me, this was so inspiring. Like, she was telling me yesterday, or the whole class, technically. She was explaining what it meant to be human, okay? So we all searched up the word humanity. And it was basically all of us, humans as a race, or characteristics that make humans humans. And you know, the weird thing was that the way that the person who wrote the characteristics that make humans humans, such as the things they put in, they wrote things such as kindness, compassion, sympathy. Isn't that amazing? Like, all these crazy things happen in the world, and still, someone out there goes, humans are kind. Humans show sympathy. Humans, there was one other, I think it was forgiveness. Like, there are crazy things that happen. Like, people get murdered. Like, they're, another student in my class, like, put it really well. There are Amber Alerts every day. Why is that? And that's, like, crazy. Like, we were just talking about how amazing it is that someone out there described humans as kind, sympathetic, and it's just crazy. You know, she's the type of lady that makes you feel, like, that warm feeling inside. And she was also telling us about how her summer was just an emotional roller coaster. Like, her house almost burnt down. How her son graduated from high school, how all these crazy things were happening, and like usual, be kind. So I don't remember exactly what she said. I feel like that's the thing with like humans just in general. I don't want to make this like generalization, but I feel like we tend to, whenever something is said to us, we tend to remember the things that stand out. And we tend to remember, like, what we got from that and the emotions we felt. I don't remember what she said, okay? And even if I said it, the exact word she said, I feel like I wouldn't, like, it wouldn't be just as magical. And so that's why my topic for the speech class this year is going to be humanity. And so, guys, I just want to say, I want to make a really good speech this year, okay? I want to blow someone's socks off. Okay, maybe not actually, because that sounds really dangerous, and I don't want someone to, like, end up like a human balloon. But if you know what I mean, the, like, you know, the, like, idiom, or is that an idiom? That's what you have there. Oh my goodness, what is my problem? I've been getting so frustrated with myself lately. Like, I just, right now, for example, I'm just repeating myself. You probably, what if you're listening to this, you probably didn't click off yet. But I bet so many people have just clicked off already because they were just tired of what I had to say. Like, I'm just so frustrated right now. Okay. That's okay. Okay, so this week, that was my inspiring word. I guess my teacher, Miss Bell, amazing woman. That's what being a teacher is about. Making a student not ever feel unwanted. Making them feel loved, making them feel talented, improving them as a person and in whatever subject you're teaching. Because, like, if that student walks out of your class as a good person, that is an accomplishment. And that's one of the reasons why humanity is listed as kind, forgiving, and sympathetic. My sister knows my phone password, and that's because my dad it was both my dad and my fault. I don't want to put any blame on this, but what happened was we were in the car one day, okay? We were in our tiny little red car, okay? And my dad, I guess he didn't want us to see it, but what he did was he put the phone in the middle, right between the two passenger seats. So not only could I see the password, I already knew the password, but my little sister also saw the password. And so now she knows my password because there's... I mean, what are the chances you find my phone, right? Okay, my password is... Let me think. 147, I think. And then 369. Something like that, okay? And my dad's password is that backwards. So now, like, my sister knows my password because she's smart. So my little sister downloaded this chicken game on my phone. I'm being serious. A chicken game. And basically what happens is that in the game, it's one of those games where I guess you just earn money from whatever your task you're doing, and then you use it to buy more, to make more money. Okay? More animals, I guess. So what happens is you start out with a chicken, and this chicken lays eggs. It's an assembly line. The chicken eats food, lays eggs. But it's like repeatedly laying eggs. Like, that's like what it would sound like. And it's, but what happens is once you earn more money, which you definitely, you will when you play this game, you buy more chickens. And all of a sudden, there are 20 chickens on this conveyor belt laying eggs onto another long conveyor belt. And all these different eggs, because these chickens are, like, completely different. There's, like, the alien chicken, there's the poop chicken, there's the all these chickens. And they are earning money for you. And then all of a sudden, there are cows. And all of a sudden, we have sheep, too. See, I feel like the sheep one is very disturbing because it's just this farmer, like, consistently cutting wool off, like, all these sheep. Like, the golden sheep, there's, like, multicolored sheep. There's all these different sheep. But it's kind of disturbing because they cut off all the wool until, like, the sheep is completely pink. And it looks like this weird, this, okay, it's kind of cute, but, like, this pig creature. And it's cute, but, like, scary. And then the pig creature runs off, and all of a sudden, there's another sheep, and it just keeps on going. It's just really odd. And you earn money, and then you just expand your farm. And it's just, Yeah, and it's kind of addicting. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I feel like a bunch of games like these are. And I don't know how I ended up with this game on my phone, but it just popped up one day, and it was obviously my sister's, like, did it. Guys, what? Do you guys have any apps, like, on your devices? I don't know, like, maybe computer or phone or iPad because of an ad? Because I was thinking, like, I use TikTok sometimes, and there are ads everywhere on that. And I also use YouTube, and there are ads everywhere on that. And sometimes they are of games. And so I feel like, as someone that kind of fell for this, they usually, like, put up this, like, ad that's, like, completely different of what the game was. Like, there was this one ad, and it was of this lady who is cold, and she had a baby, and she was cold, and I think she was, like, just, I don't know what happened, but I just felt so bad, because, like, the person that was, like, pretending to play the game, they were, like, screwing up her life. Like, okay, so she, like, found this old house, and so, like, so the two things you had to do, you had to board up the window, and you had to, what was it? You had to board up the window, and you had to, like, light a fire in the house. But this person was, like, ugh, it's just so irritating, because what they do is that they make the worst choice possible, and it makes you, like, want to punch the screen. Like, that is such a smart ad technique. Like, I've seen so many ads that are just of this person screwing up, like, not screwing up, but they're just, like, messing up the game, like, so badly. Like, it's so obvious. Like, it doesn't matter if it's, like, pick the chicken and they, like, click on the apple or something. Like, it's just that obvious, and it's, like, just, it makes you want to buy the game. Oh, and by the way, when I did download the game, it was of this matching game of the lady. She doesn't have a baby, but it's of this lady who is expanding her aunt's garden. Has nothing to do with the ad. And also, the app cover is of this cold lady holding a baby. So I don't know what's up with that. Like, the game's called Blank's Garden. I don't want to advertise for them, but it's just, I don't know, you know, like, stuff like that. Like, what's up with that? I feel like I'm just blabbering away, because it's not until I edit, like, this episode until I know, like, if this podcast is entertaining or not. So I don't know if this is successful, if I just wasted a few minutes talking about my life, but there's that. And so the other thing I wanted to talk about is, so I go to my school, right? And, okay, wait, that isn't a question you probably can answer, but I go to school. I go to school, okay? And it's a private school, and we have uniforms. And so I didn't get my uniform until maybe 2 weeks before, like, school started. We missed some times that we could buy the clothing. And because it's, like, a private school, and it's one of those, like, ones with the uniforms, you, like, it's very strict dress code. And so I went to the school on Monday. And I went in, I'm going into seventh grade, okay? But I went in wearing apparently a fourth grade, just shirt. And I was so embarrassed. I was like, you know that feeling? Like, you feel like when you don't exactly know what's happening, but you're like, you think you're doing the right thing, but you're not sure. And you feel like you're doing something wrong and everyone's judging you. Yeah, that's how I felt. And so I was like, oh no, what if someone noticed me wearing this fourth grade outfit? And it wasn't, like, that noticeable. But yeah, that's that. We did buy a few, like, other pairs of the same shirt that was, like, not a fourth grade version. Did I mention that these resales? So it's not, like, where I'm buying my uniform, it's not, like, new clothes. It's old clothes that have been worn. And some of them have, like, stains on them. And I went again today, and there was this one shirt that had, like, it was, like, pink, and it's supposed to be white. I ended up buying it because I needed two pairs, and those were the only two pairs that were left, but they were, like, dirty, and I'm like, and that's, like, my fault because, like, we didn't go, like, earlier in the year, and we didn't, like, buy a new version of the shirt. So, I'm just thinking of wearing other people's sweat and whatever jazz they're emitting out of their body, but that's just weird to think about. But yeah, I have, like, 75% of my clothes is from my mom's friend's child. So, I think they're, I don't want to get dress coded, but I just have a feeling I will this year. So, that's gonna be fun. It's kind of like that feeling you get when you, like, feel like you're forgetting something. Like, whenever I get that feeling, it always is because I did forget something. I don't know if it's, like, my mind just, like, built differently, but it always, whenever I get that feeling, I always did forget something. And so, I don't know, like, I just know that something bad's gonna happen this year. Like, I'm gonna get dress coded. And they're like, yeah. So, I'm really nervous. But, like, the teachers are all really nice. There are a lot of guy teachers. I've never had, like, a guy teacher in, like, academics. So, that's cool. And it's not co-ed. I don't know if that's a pro or con. Okay? And I don't want to offend anyone. So, I'm not going to say anything about how it's single gender. I think a lot of people have started school already. So, if you are still in school, I hope you have a great year. And I think I'm going to end this podcast here. Thanks for listening if you're still here. And I don't usually promote anything, but check out my socials. This episode is available on YouTube. It's just a picture of the cover of the episode. But that's that. And also, I promise you guys an update on my white eyebrow, okay? And I lost the hair. I was so upset. It's gone. Okay, that's kind of gross. It's probably somewhere. But I'm telling you, that's not normal, okay? I'm 12 and I have white hair. That's not normal, okay? I have not turned into Albert Einstein yet, unfortunately. So I'm gonna end it there. Bye, guys! Have a great, awesome day, year, week, whatever. Bye! My goal today was to have inspired or motivated you by at least one word. Maybe that word was entertain. Maybe it was spark. Maybe it was history. One word. For business inquiries or demands, my email is in the description down below. Good day, everyone!